Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
You found the place for up close and personal interviews with your favorite country stars. This is In the Country, hosted by Dave Wood. Stay tuned for great stories and great music. Now live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to the show.
Ottawa country artist Roy Gardner is my guest today. His debut album, Break Free, was co-produced with J.R. Vautour. The new single and video is entitled There You Go Again. It's my pleasure to welcome Rory Gardner to the show. Hey, Rory.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. That's the first time I've actually heard your theme music, and I must say I'm very impressed.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had that was a little jingle that I co-wrote with a fellow in BC, and we had it produced in Nashville by Kim Copeland, and so we got a little professional jingle going on.
It's fantastic.
Now, there's lots to get to. Of course, the CD, as I mentioned, co-produced by yourself and J.R. Vautour. What was it like to have this CD finally done and to be able to, you know, send it out to people, to radio, and to share it with others?
It was a long process. Like, I mean, when you're doing the CD, it's not only the actual recording process, it's the writing and everything else, right? So after a couple of years of work, the whole full circle, it feels nice to actually have a product in your hand that you can actually distribute and share with other people. So it's a good relief.
Now, as far as on the CD itself, can you let us know how many of the songs you had a hand in writing and how many were outside songs?
I wrote half the CD. So there's 10 songs on there. And the other ones I wrote are obviously personalized, and the ones that I didn't were from Nashville publishers, and you know, I had a good chance to listen to a lot of their material, and I basically picked the five that I thought either related closely to me or that I thought I'd do the most justice to, I suppose.
Now, can you recall how many roughly you may have listened to narrow it down to those five? Was it like 100 or a couple of hundred or less?
I'd say anywhere between 100 and 200.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many songs are out there, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's so many out there, and some of them might be great songs, but maybe they just don't fit you and your style.
Precisely.
So you've got to know, you know, which one is going to, as you mentioned, sort of suit your personality in that. So of the ones that you wrote, were they ones you had written a while back and had sort of been saving towards this project, or were they written closer to the time in the studio?
Honestly, this is my debut album, so these songs have been spread out since, you know, sometime in the late 90s to to only a couple years ago. So it's a long haul for sure. So it's nice to actually get the whole storyboard down on a CD.
Yeah, and what was it like working with JR on the CD?
JR's a good guy. I mean, we met down in Nashville and, you know, shared a couple weeks down there just hanging out and really getting to know each other in the studio. He's been doing it for a long time as well. You know you're in good hands when you have someone with such so much experience kind of showing you the ropes.
Yeah, he's done a lot of producing and a lot of songwriting as well, and was a great artist himself with songs on the radio. Can you think of a couple of the qualities or one main quality that he brought to the project that sort of brought out the best in you?
Experience. I mean, you know, just his guidance. Like anyone going into this sort of thing without knowing or have traveled the road before is going to need a good roadmap. And JR was precisely the one there. I mean, he even gave a hand in picking out the songs. You know, I listened to 200 songs and I chose the ones I thought were best. And then he gave me his two cents. I mean, if there was one in there that was written for Shania Twain to sing and you know, it wasn't suited for me, then, you know, that's 2 cents.
That's great. Now, can you take us back in time, Rory? To I understand you started sort of in drums, started with drums in the music area, and then you progressed over to the guitar.
I think any kid who gets into music eventually always starts just wanting to be a rock star. It's basically the dream since they could pick up an instrument, and the drums. I guess I loved to hit things, and that was just the most natural thing for me. And
the most safe thing.
After a while with the drums, I mean, there's no notes involved. It's just a bunch of hitting things. And so I guess I wanted to get into the more creative side of it. So that's where the guitar came into the picture. And, you know, one thing led to another there. And, well, now I'm a guitar player. I might as well start the singing thing because it's going to go hand in hand, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what about the songwriting side of things? How soon after learning guitar did you start to get into your first songs?
Almost right away. I mean, I guess I picked up as soon as I started singing, I started writing songs, and it just gradually progressed from there. The songs I wrote back in the day are some that you wouldn't want to share with the world. They think, what the heck's wrong with this person? But, you know, over time, I guess they progress and they improve until you find your niche.
Now, you got to the point where you were asked to teach songwriting, an effective songwriting course. Can you tell us all about that? It sounds really interesting.
Yeah, there was a local organization, it's like a continuing education course. They had asked me to come in and teach a course. They had a bunch of demand, apparently, for people around the city just wanting to learn how to write songs. And they somehow found me through a reference and asked me to come in and teach a four-week course on effective songwriting. And so I wrote a curriculum and, did my best. And it was really a lot of fun. I actually really enjoy the teaching side of things. It was kind of cool to really lay it out. And I've learned a lot myself, actually.
Yeah, I bet you would learn a lot from having to sort of prepare for it and go over stuff that you were really giving thought to at that point. And what were you finding with the students? Some of them, I'm sure, were talented. And what were some of the strengths of their writing and some of the points that could have been improved on?
Some people, I mean, they were already somewhat into songwriting, and so I was just kind of pushing them forward and kind of helping them structure everything. And then there were some that, well, we won't go there, but the point is it was it wasn't pretty. There was, you know what I mean, everyone's got their different strengths and different styles of music too. Some were country, some I had a rap artist in there wanted me to tell him how to bust rhymes and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, so it allowed me to stretch my wings out and really get into some other genres. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it, because it's always interesting to hear other people's songs, and especially if they're beginning, as you said, sometimes it's not they're not polished yet, but maybe you can see some raw talent there.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the setup, the writing the hook, getting the lyrics down, making sure they make sense, and it's a lot goes into it that people don't realize. And once you've been songwriting for a long period of time, you actually listen to the radio and you actually break down the songs as you're listening to it. It's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, you listen a bit differently than you would normally, just as a regular listener. Well, let's turn to the music now, Rory. What's that?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, let's turn to the music. The CD, of course, is Break Free. Now, we'll listen to My Kind of Crowd first. We'll start with that one. If you could just talk about the writers on it, if you're involved with it or not, and a little bit about the song, and then we'll share it with everyone.
My Kind of Crowd is it's a song. It was written by three guys in Nashville. And basically, how it appealed to me is that you listen to the song, and it's it kind of hits home in the fact that it's about your kind of people. It's just, if you listen to the lyrics, it's basically kind of taking out the it's kind of a small town appeal to it, I guess you could say. And so when listening to this one, it kind of related to me in that sort of sense. Plus, just the melody, it's just a rocking song. And most people that aren't necessarily country fans really draw to this song because it's the most rocking on the album, I suppose. So I like to have one or two in there just to mix it up a little bit.
And I'm sure this must go over pretty great at live shows.
Oh, it gets the dance floor hopping for sure.
We'll share the song now. This is Rory Gardner on the line with us from Ottawa and My Kind of Crowd here on In the Country.
If you're living for the weekend, boss man, breathing down your neck, then I'm with you. If a cold beer tastes better on a tailgate, if you still think Hank is cool, if you live more Walmart than Wall Street, if you love to hear a Harley roar, then stand up and scream. You're my kind of crowd. If you ain't gonna leave till they throw you out, if you crank it up till the sun goes down, you're my kind, of crowd. Club type, always thought a black tie fit a little too tight around my neck. Botox, ballet, sushi bar, champagne, no thanks, I ain't too interested. But if you love a kick button ballroom band, or even worn a cowboy hat, then throw up your hand. You're my kind of crowd. If you ain't gonna leave till they throw you out, if you stand up and fight for your hometown, you're my kind, of crowd. And you love your mama, work hard for every dollar, then let me hear you holler right now. And if you don't do dress codes, you like dim lights and six folk, well then all my amigos gather around. You're my kind of crowd. If the cops have ever showed up at your house, you're my kind, of crowd. If you ain't gonna leave till they blow you out, if you tell the world your country loud and proud, you're my kind,
country artist Rory Gardner and My Kind of Crowd here on In the Country. What a great song. As you said, that gets the crowd going because it's just a real good country rocker.
That's a pretty straightforward song. While listening to it, I mean, I heard there's like a 4 or 5 second delay in there. Is that because you wanted to bleep out all the profanities in these country songs as you hear them or what?
I think that's just the technology of the computer. I think they were all good words in there.
Do you have a lot of country artists submitting explicit lyric songs to you? Or?
No.
Okay.
No, I think there is a delay between what you're hearing on the computer and what you're hearing on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Now, let's about your live shows. What is that like, Rory? What can you sort of describe being at one of your concerts and the kind of energy and all that's going on?
As a live show, it's a lot of fun because I like, that's basically why people get into music. It's the live show. It's where the energy is. It's where all the action is. And myself and most of my band, we actually have all wireless equipment. So we get an opportunity to go out in the crowd and move around and do that whole thing. A lot of times you're really stuck at the microphone, but with all this wireless stuff, you can really interact with the audience and have a lot of fun.
Now, during the show, do you have moments where you're slowing things down for a real heartfelt ballad? Do you have those in the show?
I try to avoid them at all costs, but the yeah, the album's got a lot of that. If we pull out one or two every now and then.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's always good to slow things down and then rev it back up. Let's talk about your influences, Rory, growing up and even to present day. Who are some of your favorite artists that you enjoy listening to?
I got country music listening to Garth Brooks, and he also inspired the wireless part as the
yeah, exactly. Yep.
And there's a lot of him in there. And growing up playing guitar, even now, I guess my biggest guitar idol is probably Keith Urban. And back in the day, playing the drums, you know, back Aerosmith was my big thing. So there's pretty diverse range of influences there.
Yeah, real good mix. And it's good to have a good mix because you get different things that will come out in your music. Or maybe it's just something you appreciate when you're not doing your own music. Nice to listen to other stuff afterwards.
Absolutely.
Now, as far as cover songs, a lot of artists, especially early on in the career, like to do cover songs in their shows, and sometimes those obviously go over very well. Do you have favorite ones that you enjoy singing in your shows?
My favorite cover songs are basically the ones that the audience likes the most because it gets them the most energetic, and therefore it makes me aware that I'm doing my job, and I find... when you add a bit of humor into it, it always helps out there. Every now and then you throw in a Justin Timberlake or a Katy Perry song, and they just don't expect it. You bring it out of left field, and they don't know what the heck's going on, but they love every minute of it. So it's good
exactly.
to throw some surprises in there.
And what Katy Perry song would you throw in there? Teenage Dream? Or?
Yeah, exactly. We did that last weekend. I went over the guitar.
Okay. Yeah, that's... Yeah, I was reading Keith Urban. That's one of his favorite songs these days. He was calling it Ear Candy, one of those songs that is just so catchy.
I can't get any of her songs out of my head. Like, I fall asleep, and all I can hear is I Kissed a Girl in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
She's got a good hook.
Yeah,
I can play that.
Yeah, some songs definitely do that. I wanted to ask you as well about duet partners. Now, for a future project or even just to perform somewhere, does anyone come to mind, whether it's could be from another genre as well, a duet partner to sing a song with?
I don't know why. I've always been a fan. As far as Canadian content goes, I've always wanted to do something with Amanda Wilkinson. Maybe it's because we grew up together. It's just one of those things where I would love to sing some sort of love song with her. And, as far as, male duet partners, I'd love to collaborate with, Aerosmith or take Garth out of retirement and do a tune with him. But it's that chance, right?
Yeah, let's hope that Garth Brooks, there's been rumors that he's coming back. I guess he's in Las Vegas for a bit, was in Las Vegas.
I saw him in Las Vegas last year, actually. We were one of the first one of the first shows, and we went out there for a few days, and it's just an intimate acoustic show in a small theater. So basically he does his own thing for the first half an hour, and then he spends the next hour and a half taking requests. It was a lot of fun.
Wow. That must have been nice, because normally his shows, back in the day were so energetic, and now this is a little more low-key.
I missed him back in the day. I never got an opportunity to see him, so as soon as I heard his Vegas show was opening up, I took the first flight out there.
Nice. Yeah, let's hope that he also gets back to recording and starts getting music out there. Let's turn back to your music now, Rory, and it's also the brand-new single that's been released to radio called There You Go Again. Now, the other cool thing about this is there's a video for this. Okay, can you talk about filming a video? What was that like?
Filming a video, this being my first video, was an experience because I had never experienced it before, for that matter. So once you do this for the first time, you discover your strengths and your weaknesses. My weakness, for example, is I can't act. I have no idea what I'm doing, and I will leave it at that. It's just the director. I mean, if you, I don't know if you've seen the video, but I mean, it turned out pretty good overall. I think we did a great job. But I mean, the director says pretend to drive a car. I've been driving a car for 15 years, but when someone tells me to pretend to drive a car, I don't know where the heck I'm going with this. But
that's true. And you probably weren't actually driving. It was in a studio.
Exactly. I mean, the performance sequences of the video were second nature. I perform 3 times a week. It's just I could do it in my sleep. But as soon as he says, "Okay, walk up to your front porch or you know, lay in this bed and pretend to fall asleep," like I've never pretended to do any of that before. So it was weird, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's so much easier. So much harder than it looks. I mean, you see these videos and you think, okay, well, they're just acting naturally, but I guess that's a hard thing to do. Like you said, to pretend like you're driving, well, all of a sudden, how do you do that?
I was guilty for criticizing other people's videos. I'm guilty for watching a show with bad actors. Like, everyone does that, but now I have the utmost respect for people that know what they're doing because I clearly don't. So that's one up for them.
Well, it's a pretty cool video. I did see it earlier today, and people can go to your Facebook, and I guess that's your website, rorygardner.com, and check it out now. Can you talk to us about the writers in this song, Rory, and then we'll share the song with everybody?
These guys, I had an opportunity to meet these guys down when we were out there, and a lot of them are touring artists themselves, so... they were on the road while I was recording it in the studio, and then once it was finished, or one of the guys at least went to the MySpace and then commented. He said he loved what we did with it, and we did it proud. So it was great that these guys actually go out and listen to the demos that they've penned out.
Yeah, that's great. And this, of course, been released to radio across the country, and so we're hoping our listeners out there will call their local country station and request it.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Let's play it now. This is Rory Gardner. The CD is called Break Free, and this is There You Go Again on In the Country.
I'm tired, downright deadbeat, aching from my head down to my feet. This highway's way too crowded, wanna get home and forget about it. Fall from the seat of my truck, drag myself up the sidewalk. Leave my boots on the front porch, put the key in the lock on the front door. You dressed in nothing but candlelight, with that I'll take care of you look in your eyes. Enough time to shave and shower, gotta be gone in less than an hour. You're lying there sleeping, looking like an angel dreaming, watching you softly breathing, making me hate that I gotta be leaving. You'll get me through what this day brings. You don't even have to do a thing. But there you go again.
There you go again.
And that is Rory Gardner with There You Go Again here on In the Country. Great song from the Great Free CD. I'm getting a bit of feedback on my line. Not sure if it's going out there. We'll get our technicians working on it. Rory, I understand you had some experience on CMT. Now, what was that like, getting exposure on there?
That was that kind of jump started my my exposure to the country music world. I guess 2007, I got cast for Karaoke Star, which went nationwide. They went from city to city picking out singers to be in their final showcase, and which was aired out of Toronto. And it was great because every time it aired on TV, I get 100 new Facebook friends trying to hear some new tunes and stuff like that.
Nice.
So, from there, it basically prompted me to start thinking about getting an album out there. So that's what we did, and here we are.
That's great. Now, I was watching your interview with Casey Clark on your site talking about that experience, and he said that I guess you and Beverly Mahood struck up a bit of a friendship.
It was a long story. It basically... I guess it must have been 10 years ago now. Lace, when she was touring with them, came through town, and I just developed the biggest crush ever on Beverly Mahood.
Sure.
And I got to meet her, and I was all nervous and flustered, and just made an ass of myself. And fast forward 10 years to Karaoke Star, and she's complimenting my talent and just giving me all the flattery possible. So it was a great sensation to finally get my chance to get the flattery from Beverly.
For sure, yeah, definitely a great artist, great singer, and all that. What are your goals, Rory? For I guess we're rounding out 2010 here, but going into 2011, what are you looking forward to with your music career in the next while?
We are looking for, right now we're constantly writing, so new projects to come out, maybe not 2011, possibly 2012, but a lot of road work. We got our irons in the fire now for some opening spots for some headlining acts, which is great because it allows you to open up to a whole new set of audiences, someone else's audience, so it's a good opportunity to really get exposure out there and leverage off other people's promotion.
And where can our listeners purchase your CD? Is it at rorygardner.com?
You can get it at rorygardner.com, or you can get it on iTunes, or you can get it at your local HMV or Chapters or wherever good music is sold.
Perfect. Well, Rory, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show, and a big thanks to Lauren Tutte for setting things up. And thanks so much for coming on and sharing your story and your music.
Great chatting with you, and thanks for having me.
Awesome. You bet. My guest today has been Ottawa country artist Rory Gardner, and again, his brand-new CD is called Break Free. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone.